I love animals. Do you love animals? Are you like Ricky Gervais? Do you like animals more than you like people? I'm one of those people that if I see a cute dog in the street, I used to be someone like, oh, can I pet your dog? I don't do that anymore. And I bet you that Rose Zalatzlo and her dog Borat are thinking along those lines somewhere now. And I've just crucified her last name, and I apologize for that. But this is from Edmonton, a story that happened there. She was walking her dog when the two were attacked from a cat that ran from the yard of a nearby home in northeast Edmonton. And this attack apparently happened very fast. It was just a blur of fur and teeth and claws. And at the end of it, there was a claw nail lodged in her dog's skin. She was bitten on the face and scratched on the face and the legs. And if you see the photographs that go along with this story, they are kind of horrifying. This was something that sort of came out of nowhere. And anyone that's got a cat, and I love cats, but anyone that's got a cat knows how quickly and brutally you could be hurt if you do the wrong thing with them. Once my little cat Francis, who's no longer with us, was on top of the television. He was just a kitten and he couldn't get down. He just couldn't get down. So I went to pick him up and bring him down because he was terrified. I don't know how he got up there. I don't know how long he was up there, but he was terrified. I went to bring him down. He wasn't cool with being touched, and he became a Tasmanian devil of claws and stuff. And all this time, probably 30 years later, I have a scar across my chest from where he scratched me in that, and it's still there. It's still visible. And it happened within about a second. There was a moment where I was like, oh, Francis, I'll get you down from there. And then a second later, I'm torn and bleeding and standing in my living room wondering what happened. So we all know that this can happen. And this woman, Rose, doesn't want it to happen to anybody else. So she's got some ideas. And I'd like to hear from you on this. Are you comfortable just going up to animals on the street? If you see someone with a dog or if you see a cat on the street, do you approach them? Do you know anyone who doesn't have a license for their cat? Because this is where Rose is going with this. Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. In Calgary, now keep in mind, this happened in Edmonton. She is looking at the model that they're using in Calgary. Cat owners can have restrictions put on their animals if they're involved in attacks on people or other pets. There's also fines of up to $1,500. That's a lot of money if your cat scratches somebody on the street. I think that, you know, for people who regularly let their cats out of the house during the day, just let them roam the neighborhood, you might think twice about it if you knew that it might cost you $1,500. Now, you have to have a license for your cat so they could tell, I suppose, if it all was happening in the moment and they held onto the cat, they could know, they could find out whose cat it was that injured this person. But Rose wants to see that happening in Edmonton. And how do you feel about it? Do you think that we need this, or is it something that doesn't happen that often? Is it, you know, are cats a menace? I know I live in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of cats on the street, but dogs everywhere. Everybody's got a dog in my neighborhood. And, you know, I haven't had a problem with it. I've never been attacked. I've never had a dog come running out of nowhere, racing out of nowhere and bite me. But I would think that because these dogs are generally speaking on leashes and cats are left to roam the streets, you know, alone, pretty much unfettered, that it could be a bit more of a problem. But I don't see it. Do we need to have strict laws about cats in Toronto? Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. Now, I get it why Rose would want this, because the pictures of what happened to her are kind of horrifying, and particularly because this cat blasted in out of nowhere and scratched her on the face and right under her eye. So she could have had very, very, very serious injuries here. And as it turns out, I think, as far as I understand, she's probably going to be okay. But she says that without a bylaw, the injuries that she suffered and that her dog Borat suffered, they will come to nothing. There's just nothing that can be done about it. And that probably feels like there's not a lot of justice there for her. But I'm not sure. I think that we need licenses for cats. I think it's important that we know, you know, who owns what and where these cats are coming from. But I'm not sure that we need to have big fines and all that kind of stuff. But I'm someone who loves a cat. Maybe you don't like cats as much as I do. Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010 and let me know if stories like the thing that happened to Rose make you feel a little bit, you know, wary about when you see animals on the street, cats, dogs, whatever. I'd like to hear from you. Do you know anyone, too, that has a cat? You don't have to tell me their name. You don't have to give me any details. But do you know anyone that doesn't have a license for their cat? I haven't had a cat in decades. And I didn't realize that you needed to have a license for them. And quite honestly, I don't remember if I had licenses for my cats. I have a feeling we must have. If it was the law, we must have had them, but I don't remember. And it's been, as I say, it's been decades. But I wasn't aware of that.
I have stitches, but I'm not sure how many. I think there's three or four in my eye, under my eye. I have numerous bites on my arms and bites and scratches on my legs. And I had to go on antibiotics. They told me there are no bylaws in place for cats. They can run at large. They can do basically whatever they want. There's nothing that they will do. Nothing.
It's The Night Side with Barb DiGiulio. Tonight with special guest host Richard Krause on News Talk 1010.
That was the voice of Rose Zitalo. She and her dog Borat were attacked by a cat that came out of a backyard, came at them, and just in a whirl of teeth and claws and screeching, attacked them, leaving them injured. And she wants bylaws put in place because right now in Edmonton, where she lives, there aren't any. There are in other places. Calgary has them. In Toronto, you have to have your pets licensed. Here's what I looked up on the City of Toronto website. It just says quite plainly and simply, all dogs and cats owned in Toronto must be licensed and wear a tag. The license must be renewed every year. I didn't know that. I love cats. I love dogs. I haven't had a pet in decades. But when I did, I don't remember if I had them licensed or not. I'd like to think that I did because I like to think of myself as being law-abiding. Call me at 416-872-1010 or text us at 71010. If you know someone that just doesn't bother to license their pets, or let me know how you feel about that. Or if you're wary about approaching animals on the street, let me know. Sean, I understand you have quite a few cats.
Yeah, we have five. My wife's a cat lover, so if she's in a bad mood, she'll just bring an extra one home. So we have five cats, all outdoor cats.
Wow.
And, I got a bit of a story. I'm all for the fine of if any of your cats inflict any harm or damage to anyone, in any circumstance, especially off your property, I think it's sort of pay as you go, and you should be set up for a fine. So I'd be into that. Earlier this summer, I was out gardening on my front lawn, and our black and white cat, Charlie, was with me, just hanging out, definitely on our lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And this jogger is running by with his dog on the sidewalk across the street. And suddenly, the dog darts on the leash towards Charlie. And myself, and Charlie just held his ground on our front lawn, and the jogger freaks out on me. Like,
so his dog came after your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, put your cat on a leash. What the hell, what's going on? Why isn't your cat on a leash? And I said, because he's a cat.
Yeah.
You don't put a cat on a leash. Like, he's a cat. Like, get your dog under control. Like, we really got into it. And I finally said, like, Charlie's on my property. He's just sitting here. So finally he ran away. He was all pissed. But I do feel for our five cats, like when they show up in the neighbor's backyards or by their pools, or they're just taking a nap on an outdoor chair. And again, I think I'm open to, like, they should get, people can chew away, get the squirt gun out. You kind of pay as you go. We've lost cats, coyotes, and cars, and it's kind of the price of having outdoor cats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway. I agree with you about leashes on cats. First of all, try getting a leash on a cat without getting injured, and then let me know how that works out for you. Sean, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. We've got Laura on the line. Hi, Laura. You're a cat owner.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so I have cats. Mine are indoors. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anyone I know is always indoor-only cats. And it just seems like a complete cash grab and almost an invasion of privacy for me to license a cat that's never going to go outside.
Right.
I make sure they're all up to date for vaccinations. Had a long conversation with our vet about it, and they said, you know, if something were to happen when you have a service provider in the house and they attack, having the rabies vaccination means you don't have to go through the Toronto Public Health holding period if there is an attack to make sure that they're rabies-free or worry about any of those. So
Right. Even
though they don't have any access, that's what I do it. But I don't know anyone who would even – I don't live in Toronto, so I don't know if Markham has that rule. Hopefully they don't. But I don't – see, the it's not cheap, and if they're indoors, why do they need to be licensed? It just does not make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm told it's $25 a license. So if you got, you know, like our last caller, Sean, there, you got five cats, $125 every year to have them licensed and I guess, you know, kept in line by the city. But it isn't cheap.
No, and I would feel differently if mine were outdoors, mm-hmm. because I think all dogs need to be licensed. I think they all need to be making sure that they have the place because they're outside if something were to happen.
Right.
You know, like if I had an outdoor cat, cool. But with them being indoors, it just makes absolutely no sense to me.
Laura, thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got Wes on the line. Hi, Wes.
Hello. How are you?
Well, thanks. Now, this is something I did not know.
Haldimand County, which encompasses Caledonia, Cayuga, Dunville, and a bunch of other small villages, in our county, we actually have a cat leash law. And they're pretty strict about that. And just to give you, for example, last year, well, over a number of years, we've been having trouble with cats, and we have three dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a fenced yard, and they're well-trained, and the list goes on ad infinitum. Anyway, we kept seeing cats meandering around, ruining our gardens, defecating wherever they want,
right.
urinating wherever they want. They were killing some of our plants because, of course, when they urinate in one place, another cat comes along and urinates,
right.
And then the original cat comes back. It's all one-upmanship. Anyway, nevertheless, there is a leash law, and as a result, we called the bylaw, and they said, you trap it, we'll take it, and they take it to the SPCA. None of these cats, they're not feral cats.
Yep.
We knew who they belonged to. We talked to the owners and said, look, this is a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want your cats to survive when they're in the backyard and we don't know they're there and we let our three big dogs out, it's kind of like it is what it is. So not wanting to have the cats harmed, the bylaws said, you trap them, we'll come and get them. And they sent the SPCA, came and got them. If the cats were chipped, they were given it and they knew who the owner was,
mm-hmm. They
would ticket the owner and give them the cat back after they paid for the impoundment fee.
Well, I had no idea about any of this. It's been so long since I've had a cat. Wes, thank you so much for the call, because we're getting tons of text on this as well. I live in an apartment, and a guy takes his cat on for a walk on a leash every day. That's Bruce from Oshawa. I know many cat owners, and I am one myself. I don't know anyone who has their cat licensed with the city, including myself. This comes from Toronto. Just make sure that you have their proof of vaccination tags. Where in heaven's name did you need to get a license for a cat? This comes from Hamilton. I'm a cat owner my entire life, and I've never heard of such a thing. I don't have a license for my cat. I love cats. I love my cat so much I don't let him out, and I don't let what she's I've lost the plot here a little bit. It's a couple of sentences that look like they're repeated, but the idea is here. No license, the cat never leaves the house. My daughter went to help her cat off a windowsill. This comes from Toronto. In the middle of the night, he got spooked, bit her, hit an artery. She screamed, and I took two flights of stairs and two jumps to her room. Everything was okay, but yeah, they can go sideways. And this licensing is ridiculous. Comes from Ottawa, Hull. I live rural, and I don't bother to license any of them. It is just a tax grab, and I refuse to pay it. Then we also have from Toronto, cats are recreational hunters. They should be kept indoors. This has been fun talking about cats. I did not know that you could walk a cat on a leash. That is something that I have not experienced.